Talking Hiawatha basketball, girls coach Brady Jasper joins us first up. The Lady Redhawks will be at Royal Valley here Friday night. First game back from the break. One win in the December part of the schedule, but a couple really tough losses to start the year. And even the games you lost, Coach, I know you felt like you did some good things and played well, at least for a half or so. So I guess how do you kind of look back at the month of December and where were the main areas of focus that you felt like you needed to spend some time on with the practices over the break?
Well, you know, a lot went into that month, and we played six games before the break, and three of them were really close. Three of them could have almost gone either way, to be honest, and we lost two of them and was able to win one time at Holton, so that was a good win for us. And then we played three opponents that are a little bit bracketed, a little bit different, Centralia, Riverside, and Nemahal. They all, we hung with them for a while, and they all kind of got away from us in the end, some teams that we maybe weren't equipped to handle at that early stage of the year, but it gives us something to kind of know what we're shooting for. And, you know, our focus has kind of been working to eliminate some errors or turnovers on the offensive side and kind of clean up part of our game, just kind of looking much more at ourselves rather than any opponents that we've already played or any opponents that we're going to be facing after Christmas.
Is a lot of it just youth? I mean, you're playing, you're starting probably more underclassmen than you have for quite a few years, and sometimes that's just a big jump. Is that part of the process right now, just, you know, everybody getting acclimated to varsity basketball and kind of getting on the same page with where this team's going to be?
Yeah. I mean, we're young. A lot of teams could say probably that they're young, but I think a place or two where we are younger than what you think? We're young in those primary ball handling roles, some of those perimeter spots or some of those girls that have to move up from the JV to more varsity roles, point guards or off guards or press breaking types of responsibilities. Some of those things have some young ball handlers in them. So been some growing pains there, but I've been real pleased with the progress in that area at the same time.
You got Royal Valley, Sabetha, Jeff West, Perry. I think those are the four teams that you haven't faced yet in the Big 7 League, and those are all your teams that you have on the schedule here in January before you get to host your midseason tournament. So what's the mindset, or I guess what's your main preaching point to the girls as you get ready to kind of restart and face the rest of these Big 7 League teams for the first time?
Yeah, just try to, you know, see what we're going to be able to turn into. A new team, coming back from break, we've worked on a few things. I don't know that we ever really felt about our team before Christmas that we knew who we were or even who we should be playing or what we should be running or how this year's team was going to be different. So it's taken us a long time to kind of sort through some of those ideas or find those things. But I think we're on the right track, and hopefully we'll be able to show that, at least being on the right track coming back from break.
You like the upside, though? I mean, what's the biggest positive you feel like here going into January, or some things that you think this team can really get a lot better and excel at here in the second half?
Oh, yeah. The upside is there. The potential is there. I think we'll be able to notice a big difference right away in just cleaning up some ball handling and turnover margins and then kind of some stuff that won't be hard to fix. But the girls should keep their confidence up and kind of keep plugging away. And I really did. I told them the other day, I said, I think you're going to be able to be a team that can get down the road here in 5 or 6 weeks, and people are going to be giving you nice compliments about, hey, you guys really look like you're coming together here, or much improved since before Christmas. So that's something that we're looking forward to.
Well, and it certainly looks like there's a lot of parity in the Big 7 League. Going to be a lot of good competitive games on the girls' side this season. Two road games for you coming up. Of course, they'll be broadcast on the Hiawatha Channel. Coach, best of luck, and thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Brady Jasper, head coach of the Hiawatha Girls. Gary Smith will join us after this timeout.